USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia this week, through formal diplomatic channels, told the United States and NATO to stop giving shipments of the most sensitive weapon systems to Ukraine. And they were adding fuel to the conflict and could bring unpredictable consequences. End quote. The notice came in as President Biden approved an additional $800 million package, including 155-millimeter howitzers, a serious long-range artillery, and other weapons. Russian President Putin Friday via a translator.
What is surprising here? So-called partners from unfriendly countries assume that they can avoid Russian energy resources, including natural gas. Its reasonable replacement for Europe doesn't exist.
As we enter Easter weekend, Easter's exact date varies every year because of the moon. The holiday is set to coincide with the first full moon after the vernal equinox. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Captain Jack Sparrow, in real life, is not having much fun these days.
A former marriage counselor for Johnny Depp and Amber Heard said the actors engaged in mutual abuse in a taped deposition that was played in a Fairfax, Virginia courtroom as part of a defamation trial. Dr. Laurel Anderson was the couple's counselor in 2015. Johnny Depp is seeking $50 million from Heard in the defamation trial, a response to her 2018 op-ed in the Washington Post, in which she said she was a victim of domestic violence. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
High winds and dry conditions are sparking wildfires across South Dakota this hour. A couple of notable fires include a 100-plus acre fire in Stanley County, that's near Hays, South Dakota, and a smaller fire near Lake Andes. Another hot spot is just a few miles northwest of Rapid City. Red flag warnings were issued due to the strong winds between 30 and 60 miles an hour. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Republican Representative Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Thursday is making the claim the crisis at the border has been building for the past 18 months.
We're having these conversations about Title 42. Everyone needs to keep in mind, Title 42 is a public health. They have communicable diseases that they should not just be allowed into our country, and we should still continue to utilize that. We have got a whole host of immigration laws that are being ignored. We have our Border Patrol agents that have been stripped of their ability to use rules of engagement and keep illegals from entering into our country. And so we see this flood of humanity and drugs and human trafficking taking place, and it's destroying our entire country. This isn't just impacting our border states. It is impacting every state across the nation with illegal drugs and human trafficking.
A COVID test could become real easy.
The FDA has granted emergency use authorization to the first COVID-19 test that uses breath samples. The Inspect IR COVID-19 breathalyzer is now available for use in medical facilities and mobile testing sites. In the study, the breathalyzer accurately identified 91.2% of positive tests. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.